Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in Washington, D.C., a very snowy Washington, D.C., speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon.
Yeah, we haven't done one of these shows in a very long time, probably a month.
My voice is jacked.
Your voice was jacked. Is it still jacked?
I guess. I would say so, but not as bad as it was before.
What was it? What was the problem?
And I was frightened. I didn't know what... I didn't want to be talking for so...
You were too much. You were afraid to talk.
Well, I didn't know if it was something that... by talking would have was making it worse.
Jeez.
Or if it was just something else that I had to get fixed.
This was something that was so bad you went to the doctor for.
I did, and I felt like a jackass. And my voice is hoarse.
Do you have insurance?
No.
So this was so bad you went to the doctor. Like says a lot. I'm serious.
Well, the thing is, it didn't hurt or anything.
Okay.
I was just concerned. Considering I want to do this for a job.
Of course.
And if my voice is messed up, then I'm kind of screwed.
So your voice didn't hurt, it just sounded off.
It sounded horrible.
You go to the doctor, what does the doctor say?
Well, they either said it's either my sinuses or my stomach. And my sinuses, we tried the sinus thing, and I actually didn't go back I didn't call to tell them that I think it's working.
Why not?
But I honestly don't think it's my stomach because I've never really had heartburn or any of those kind of issues.
So you just have a weird sort of sinus issue.
Well, your sinuses are connected.
Well, everything's connected.
Road and
everything's connected to everything.
Yeah, I know, but that makes if your sinuses are messed up, there's going to be issues.
Okay.
With your throat. She said I had a little bit of a post nasal drip and.
And how long was this for? When did this start?
I want to say it started in like late December.
Oh, wow. So it's been like 2 months.
Yeah, I have recordings of the radio show I do. And you can totally tell like April of 2010 and December of 2010. And then February and January, you just hear them and they sound, there's a complete difference.
Are you dying?
I hope not.
Okay, that's good. That's a good thing. So what's been going on in Chicago? I haven't been in Chicago since we did our live show, which was like 3 weeks ago. Or be there next week.
Well, there was a storm.
There was a storm that I got the last flight out of.
Yeah, you did. You got very lucky.
Yeah, sure.
Shit shut down.
Shit
it was
did
insane.
Shut down. Did you run out of food? Were grocery stores closed?
We went Wednesday in the day to see what... the massacre of the snow, I guess. But there really wasn't. It wasn't that bad.
Okay.
People were just wandering around like it was the apocalypse.
Okay.
Like everyone looked like zombies, just kind of staring at the big piles of snow and like, ugh.
Was
like,
it any fun?
I actually was, I was kicking myself and thinking I should have bought snow pants.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it would have been great. There's a park next to me.
We had to cancel an event at the Hungry Brain. It was the first event we had to cancel due to weather. It was for the best. We almost had fights about this. Not Merle and I, but Merle and I and some other people who were stubborn and said, no, we will be the only event in town that night. And then every single performer had to cancel within a half an hour of the start time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I was optimistic. Like at 3 o'clock is when it started.
I offered this right before I got on the flight, right before we took off, I sent an email saying, hey, if you don't want to do this, I totally understand. Let's just call it now and save everyone some time and some heartache. And
I know, and I didn't think it was going to be as big as, you know, the news says.
Yeah.
Because they always inflate things. But it actually was horrible.
Yeah.
It was cold as shit.
So we're catching up on people on three-week-old news. What's happened?
Actually, though, we should plug this because I think it's amazing.
Plug what?
Have you seen our friend Dana's video?
No, I have not seen Dana's
about
video.
That night.
No, I have not.
He has his fantastic editing skills and filming skills. So you should just latch on to him.
I've tried, remember?
Don't let go. Don't
I've
let
tried.
Go.
I'm trying.
I mean, he edited that one movie.
Yeah, he edited A Proud Tradition.
So you should keep having him edit. He has it's on YouTube.
Okay. Where can people find this?
Jesus. Crap. I shouldn't have said anything.
No, you really shouldn't have.
Ebert even shouted it out on Twitter.
Wait, Roger Ebert mentioned this on Twitter. Wow, that's fantastic.
But it's a great, it's him.
Okay.
Our friends, Alex.
Okay.
Kevin and bartender Dan.
Okay.
They all decided, I don't know who thought this would be a good idea, but go to the lake on Tuesday night when the storm was at its worst and just go wander about in the snow. And he filmed it and he edited it. It looks great.
Great.
How about you? Well, I'll find it and you can post it. You can post a link with this on the website.
Okay.
But it looks great. It's crazy.
Okay.
And I just like that Ebert.
No, that's great. That's great. I hope Dana makes money from this.
He's never said anything about us.
No. how was the Valentine's Day show?
It was good.
Good. That was our first 8x8 show. We had 5 stand-ups, 2 sketch, and 1 music. How was the stand-up? We had Bill Cruz, Ricky Carmona, Fritz, Candy Lawrence, and Beth Stelling.
Everyone was killing it.
Really?
Everybody killed it.
Okay.
I was cracking up so hard.
How were the Putter Boss?
They were awesome.
How was Think Tank?
I got to be their sound.
Nice. How was Think Tank?
Think Tank was great. Although they didn't do the fashion thing.
How was BT?
BC.
BC. I'm sorry, BC.
It was good.
It's
not my cup of tea.
Did it belong in the same caliber of performers?
I don't think so.
Okay, so we should ask everybody back except BC.
Yeah. Okay. Although everybody was that I was talking to is like we kind of blew our load.
Oh, in terms of bookings?
Yeah, if we're going to be doing this as a monthly.
No, it's not that hard. It's not that hard, honestly.
No, but it's, you know, we had like top people.
Top people in Houndman that didn't bring that many people. Was the bar even full?
It was.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Good.
How was, what was after that? What happened on the 15th? Did anything happen on the 15th? I'm so scatterbrained. I apologize, listener. Last night was President Turtle.
How
was President Turtle?
It was, they did actually do a sketch I really liked.
Oh, really? Was that a first?
They said they haven't done it in a long time, and I don't remember them doing it before. But it's Matt, and he's dressed as a farmer.
Okay.
Or as a hunting guy. He's wearing like a big orange coat kind of thing. And then the other guy, James, is wearing not suspenders.
Oh, come on. Tighten this shit up.
Oh, what's it called?
I don't know.
Come on. With the strip. Overalls.
Okay,
God. He had overalls, and then they're standing next to each other, and they say that there's chickens. They have these special chickens that do speeches of James Clancy books.
Okay.
And then all you hear is bark, 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 bark. He's like, he does do it. I mean, it's better.
Wow, this does not translate at all.
It doesn't. No, they should never be an audio. They should never do audio skits.
Shouldn't have mentioned this.
But it was funny, and they hadn't done it in a long, long time, they said.
Ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind we haven't done this in over a month.
That's the one they should do all the time.
We'll be back this Monday at The Brain. You meet everybody live at The Brain. Who's our guest this month? Do you remember?
It is, I'm prepared this time.
Fantastic.
Host of the interview show, Mark Baser.
Yep.
Which I'm excited.
Yeah, this should be cool.
I like when we have on people other podcasts who know what we do.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that next.
Share war stories.
We'll talk about that next. Who else do we have on the bill?
Stand-up, Mike Leibovitz.
Nice. Mike Leibovitz, part of Comedians You Should Know, iTunes number one comedy album last week. They did it, everybody. So. No, they did. I was tweeting all day for them, and I'm glad they did it.
And special music from the Clams.
Clams are great. They're a good rock and roll band, and I'm excited to see them. Yeah, let's go over the last live show in Chicago. You did not seem to like our first guest very much. Mr. Mike David from our radio.
I mean, he was saying horrible things, but
was
you know,
he though, really?
He was and he wasn't, you know?
What did he say that was horrible, honestly?
It's stuff that I get, but then people get all up in arms about.
So is it just a case of people are too uptight, or was he actually saying like mean things?
I think it's more the uptight thing.
Yes, I completely agree.
Though I kept hearing people are, he's such an asshole and this and that. And you know what's funny, though, is I know a lot of assholes.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are my friends.
Okay.
So I think I almost have like this filter that I don't really take it to heart.
You've known me for years. You're.
But you know what I mean? There's,
yeah.
I for some reason have like this, oh, well, you know.
I thought Mike was great. I watched Stern on Letterman a few days later, and I totally get like what everything, why people were shocked and why blah, blah, blah. And it was great having him on the show, and I hope all of our guests are that confrontational. I'm not joking. And that good. And
I did think it was funny that guy just started yelling out.
Well, that's the thing. The guy that yelled out, we know the guy. If you listen to the show, we mm-hmm. know the guy that yelled out. That's the guy that's yes. part of Everything is Terrible.
Yeah.
And it's funny that when Mike was attacking him with certain insults, he got it like on the nail on the head, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Which is great because there's a reason for that. And it was fantastic. It was wonderful. It was like worlds colliding in my world.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
There was things that I was like, come on. Like,
what, from the crowd or from him?
No, from him.
What did he say?
Just the stuff about the tamales. It's like, come on, man.
But he's right.
Very delicious tamales.
No, but he's right in terms of like, that's insane.
Well, more of like, oh, it's like dirty food. It's
oh,
like,
that was just a joke. That was,
I know, but that's the kind of stuff that people are like, oh,
yeah, no, of course, and I still want to make it very clear. Mike gave the tamale guy $20 for six tamales. I've never seen that done, so he gets to say whatever he wants. And yes, I do believe that. I do honestly believe you can treat people more like shit if you pay them lots of money in terms of tips. If I'm bartending and somebody gives me a $15 tip, fine, as long as they don't throw the drink at me, they could say whatever they want.
What if they gave you a $30 tip and wanted to throw the drink at you?
No, it's still no.
See, but I think that's what the audience was thinking.
What?
When he gave him the tip and everything, but he's talking shit.
Oh, like it was okay for him to talk shit once he gave the tip?
No, it wasn't. Regardless of what the tip
was. The audience is all fucking broke, and it's bothersome. Also, do you have any friends that have given money to the statue of RoboCop in Detroit?
The what?
They're trying to erect a statue in Detroit of RoboCop. They did a Kickstarter or something like that, and it succeeded like really quickly. And I met some people that were like, "I think I'd give $100 to that." And I'm just going crazy. Like, give me the money. That's
insane. I know. I think the people I know, they may be assholes, but they they know where to put their money.
They're still cheap.
Like, yeah, but come on.
How is February
a
in Chicago?
RoboCop statue.
I know. How's February in Chicago? Any exciting news on the home front?
It snowed.
No, you got a job.
Oh, I did.
You got a job.
I did get a job. Sort of.
When do you start?
Early March.
Early March. You left the last live show early because you had an interview, and you start on March 7th.
I did.
And this is
not... I had three interviews.
This is not a high-paying job, I'm assuming.
No.
No.
But it's a job.
It is a job. That's fantastic. I'm happy.
Yeah, John actually asked me, does it pay more than your... unemployment? Like, no, but I really should start working.
Are you still going to try to get unemployment?
No.
Oh, God.
It'd be useless.
Would it be? Because that's money.
It is, but I'll just get two jobs.
All right, Jesus. This is just depressing. Great.
It's easier, I think, to do that than to be waiting on the pittance they'd be giving me. It's like, you know what? I might as well just get another job.
Oh, I understand that. I understand that completely. Speaking of pittance, we're moving You, Me, Them, Everybody live in D.C. to Monday nights starting in March. The crowds have been absolutely great. You couldn't move at the last Thursday show, and I want to thank each and every one of you that came out for that. But because it's a Thursday, we have a handful of people there, and it only takes a handful to not realize that we're doing a show. And we're moving it to Monday. Yes, we're going to have less lighter crowds, but hopefully the audio version that the majority of you hear will sound much, much, much better. And we're moving to Monday. So every single Monday of the month, You, Me, Them, Everybody Live will happen. The first three or four in D.C., the last one in Chicago. And then we're still doing Saturday occasionally in New York. We have a show Saturday, March 19th in New York at Pete's Candy Store. So
we got there's that nice article about you.
Yeah. The Washington City paper wrote a very about me.
And they didn't use the chicken pictures.
They did not use the chicken pictures. Thanks to Mindy from New York, who took some great pictures in
You have proper ones.
Yeah.
That one's of you in a chicken suit.
The chicken suit photo helps me still. The We Love DC ran a photo of that, and people still ask me about that. And not
no,
realizing
it's
that photo was taken over a year ago.
It's great, but it's just funny.
Yes, it's funny.
You're in a frick chicken suit.
I'm in a chicken suit. It was my idea.
Well, you own one, so I mean, you have to get your money's worth.
I think I bought it for $7 or $20, something very, very cheap for a chicken suit. Those things are very expensive new.
So I get, did you get it dry cleaned or anything?
No, it was never worn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so why was it sold for $7?
Salvation Army.
What?
It came in its package and everything.
Wait, they sell chicken suits there?
It was in the window.
Did they have anything else?
Like that? No, it was just an individual
just
chicken
the one.
Suit in the window. Yeah, just the one.
I would like to know who gave it away.
I'm assuming it was a costume shop that had it on display. That could not
but they
sell
They could have sold that. They could have sold
it. Just, that's my guess. I don't really
Especially know. If it's in the window?
Exactly. Maybe it was damaged by the sun. I don't know.
Oh.
You thought
it was a brighter yellow?
Maybe. It's really bright if you haven't seen it.
So imagine if the sun did wear it down as a mighty bright
it's true.
Chicken suit.
I just booked my flights today for March and April, so we will be doing the show in March and April. In May, we might not be doing the show on the normal last Monday of the month because that is Memorial Day. So you, dear listener, give us some feedback. Would you rather come out to the Hungry Brain on Memorial Day, May 30th, or would you rather come the week before on Monday, May 23rd. We can do either one. Just let us know. Let me know because I'm booking the trips right now and I don't want to come for a date that everyone's going to be barbecuing for obvious reasons. So that show might be a week earlier and we'll go from there. How are you excited for this season to end, Esmeralda?
What you mean the winter season?
Does it even matter anymore?
I'm wondering what season of television shows.
That's a very important season.
TV seasons?
Yes, TV seasons are very important.
Which they're all messed up nowadays.
Well, it's screwed up because I'm on Thursday nights, the best night for comedy, and we are doing a comedy show on Thursday nights. So sometimes it's hard to convince people not to watch 30 Rock until the next day on Hulu. So.
No, I'm just thinking more...
Cable?
No, that they end really oddly. Like, I watch Lie to Me.
I watch Lie to Me occasionally.
And that ended.
That season's
like,
over?
3 weeks ago, yeah.
Really? Okay.
That's what I mean. It's so weird.
So weird. Do you have any big plans for this evening?
No.
Okay. Do you have any big plans?
I thought that was like you were trying to lead me into something, and I'm like thinking in the Rolodex of my head.
No.
That there is something I should be doing.
I'm just asking. This is one of the
few...
So
you're just... Okay, that's good.
This is one of the few Tuesdays where we don't have an event.
No, then. No. I know. You were right. You're scaring me.
I'm looking through. We do not... You have an event on the 1st, 8th, 15th. Not the 22nd, not the 29th of March. But then in April, you have an event every single week.
You frightened me. That was all.
Yeah,
that's all.
I apologize.
I was like, wait.
That was not intentional. I apologize.
What are you doing tonight?
I am going to an event, some press thing about the Washington Redskins owner and the city paper and all that great stuff. I don't know if you have heard about this, but the owner of the Washington Redskins football team is suing the Washington City paper. The city paper is like the Chicago Reader, to give it some context. They wrote a front page story about like the A to Z reasons of why this guy's a piece of shit. And the owner sued the paper for like a crazy amount of money, and everyone hates the owner and like he's raping the team and all this crazy shit. So I'm kind of going to get an overview on that, and I know some people that should be there, so that should be fun.
Is that defamation?
I think he's suing over like everything he could possibly sue for, but no one thinks he's gonna win. But he's got so much money. His idea, I think, at one point was to bankrupt the city paper. I cannot do this story justice. I highly recommend Googling Washington City paper, Washington Redskins owner, and reading the article. The article itself is fantastic, and it's kind of hard to figure out why someone would sue. And then read all the press surrounding it, and it's a very, very fun story to follow. And unlike countries falling, this is fun and exciting. It's true. Everything's just about sadness over here in D.C. What a shock.
And everywhere else.
The places where they treat women like shit aren't going well. What a shock.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I'm getting on my soapbox. I woke the cat up. He's very angry right now.
That soapbox is attached to your feet at all times.
That's good, actually. That would actually be a good threadless t-shirt.
You would wear it. You know what? You wear it like hobos wear barrels. You'd wear it around your waist.
I'm 4'11". I just wear giant soapboxes. Oddly proportioned, too, so no one notices. Do you have any plans for this weekend? I just realized I will be in Chicago.
No.
I get
entertaining
in.
Entertaining you, I guess.
Yeah. Have you? I don't think I've asked you to entertain me once since I've been back.
No.
No.
Well, because you used to live here. It's not like.
Yeah, I know. I fly in at 11 a.m., so I probably get in around noon. I'm going to meet my mother and then bartend that evening at the Hungry Brain. Hopefully, I will get lunch with someone on Sunday. And Sunday evening, I will be at the Chicago Blackhawks game. Hopefully, after that, I will maybe go to the Music Box. And then the 28th, we will have You Meet Them, Everybody Live. And then on the 1st, I will fly back to D.C. But I have time for a morning meeting, if anyone wants to have a morning meeting for press. Very booked. Very booked. I don't have time to fuck around.
Hold a conference.
No, I'm not joking. I'm fucking slammed because this art gallery thing. Did I even tell you about this?
I've seen on your Twitter
that you
promote it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I have not heard details.
I curated an art gallery. No joke.
All right.
I curated a fucking art gallery.
I'm not surprised.
Why? Okay. It's across the street from NPR and the Convention Center. The reason why I'm telling you that, Merle, is because the Convention Center, the Washington, D.C. Convention Center, is the exterior shot for the offices in Lie to Me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's...
Oh, that's right, because they are in Washington.
Their thing doesn't even exist, let alone take place in the Convention Center, but what you're seeing is the Convention Center. Anyways, I'm at this weird warehouse, not like corner building thing. And we had 21,000 square feet. We're using 10,000 square feet, and I picked all the art in it. So I've been fucking overworking, way underpaid, and
that's cool, though.
It's cool, and it's not.
You're like Banksy.
I'm exactly like Sorta. Banksy, except Banksy's rich.
Yeah, he did the art. He didn't really curate it.
A lot of people have asked me, like, have you put any of your art in it? No, because that's fucking weird.
Do you even have art?
I have a lot of art. You've never seen a lot of it. I haven't really showed anyone it because it sucks. Sucks shit. It does. I mean, not counting the videos and like I'm not selling any of my like old zines or nothing, or definitely not hanging any paintings I've made. So, no, it's very neat. I'm very entrenched in the Washington, D.C. art scene. Very, very nice people. And I've been drinking a magnum of wine a day. Do you know what a magnum of wine is?
No, all I could think of was Magnum P.I.
It's the double bottle of wine.
The jug?
Yeah, not the jug. That's Carlo Rossi. That's like four bottles in one. But think of a regular bottle, okay. Supersize it, like, and that's essentially a magnum of wine.
So it's like the malt liquor size.
Kind of, yes. It's just literally two bottles of wine in one bottle.
But it's like when beers, because beers do this too, mm-hmm. They'll do the big-ass bottles, which just look like malt liquor bottles.
Exactly. That's what I've been drinking, but in terms of wine, almost lightly. Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Do you put it in a paper bag?
Or? No. Just drinking it from a fucking plastic cup.
Oh. Is it one of the nice ones?
No.
The nice plastic cups?
I think it's... no, it's not, actually. They are sturdy. They're not the nicest of plastic cups. It still feels like a plastic cup.
No, I know, but there's the ones that are... They're kind of grayish, whitish.
Uh-huh.
And they you squeeze them quite easily.
Oh, no. Not that nice.
There's the ones that look like glass from far away, but then you get close and it's hard.
A lot of clubs use those. We do not use those.
Oh, no. Do you use the short ones at least?
No, it just really depends on whatever cup is near me. I've been drinking out of a lot of tumblers because we're out of wine glasses. We only have.
I was gonna say you should carry your own glass.
No, I'm not. I'm good.
With your name on it. Did you keep that that glass, that wine glass that had the skull on it?
Oh yeah, we kept that. That was our Halloween party. Merle's mentioning it. Maybe a five to six. Maybe no, it couldn't be longer.
A long time
5 years ago.
Ago,
4 or 5 years ago. Kelsey and I had, a Christmas party. And for the Christmas party, we bought some old Halloween chalices. And
we used
those chalices until both of them broke. They just started leaking. So, They were bought
sprinkle
for
a hole, and it's just
I think it was like a 2-part system, like the stem and the actual cup, and the cup was glued onto the stem, and the stem was what made it like metal in a way, mm-hmm. not metal the thing, but metal the idea, and metal the thing. Jesus. yeah. So those no longer exist. Those are in hell.
Oh,
I'm just drinking
as they should
wine.
Be.
Just drinking a lot of wine, dealing with a lot of bullshit. Not feeling awesome.
Well, you are curating.
I'm a curator now. I got something to put on my resume.
You have to think of art.
I have been for months. Just
I never do that.
I've been thinking about this shit for months. It's all over. Literally, I look insane on my bedroom wall. The wall I'm staring at right now, there's a lot of artist names. So.
Did you... Now, do you have, like, crazy-looking art?
A little bit of everything.
Or is it very...
A little bit of everything.
Okay. So you have like, the bike in the middle of a room.
I have sculpture. I have there's a $6,000 sculpture next to a $10,000 neon piece next to a $2,000 screened painting. On the other side of the wall is like a $15 screened poster. So it's
are they at least, they're at least all made. It's not like someone just put a cup in the middle of a
piece.
No.
It's not crazy abstract. No.
Okay.
Nothing like that.
At least someone used, or they did it with their own two hands.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Then okay,
or
it's fine
foo.
By me.
I don't know.
Go ahead, do your art thing.
Yeah, no, they're relatively nice people. I got no complaints about it. I'm just very, very tired. We've been working very hard on the shows. Merle's been holding down the Chicago fort, and I'm trying to expand out here, which means it's very boring. And I want to apologize to you, dear listener, because we haven't been doing this. Merle's been sick. I've been busy with the art, and hopefully, now that the art gallery is open and Merle feels a little bit better, that will change. We need to get a schedule going. So
make this all important.
Make it all important. We need.
That's
to get,
not even that's, the right word.
That's, make it all
important.
No,
professional?
It's nothing. Nothing either of us has said has been the right set of words. We just barely.
That's what happened. And it's not like we don't talk in our everyday lives.
What do you mean?
Well, you know what? You just said that, we're just words are not right.
Yes.
The words we're saying aren't right. And it's not like we don't talk. It's not like we've just gone a month of not talking.
Neither of us are mailmen and say like nothing for like long
stretches. A vow of silence. No. We've been talking in our everyday lives. So it's
quite a bit, actually.
Can't even just talk to each other.
I talk to children today. I talk to children most days, actually. That's not a joke. I do. I gave a child a book today, and she was very happy.
Oh, wow.
She was very, very happy.
What's the book?
I have no idea.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. I mean, I know it was, like, appropriate for her grade level. She's in third grade. And
you didn't look at it? It was just
I looked at it, but I don't remember the title.
Well, what was it?
It had a toad on it, okay?
Okay.
It had a toad on it, and it was cute. And she is a very well-behaved young lady, so I gave her the anthology, which is huge. She was very happy about that.
Was she able to pick it up?
Yes. It was not comical. It just made sense. So yeah, I give books to children. And then make...
And you don't remember.
No, I don't remember. Because I'm very high and drunk. I'm just drunk. I'm drunk from my magnums of wine I drink.
It's not good when you're talking about children.
I'm not fucking any kids. It doesn't matter.
I know, but you're... Never mind.
No. I'm not drunk. Oh, here's my new thing. If you're an old person and you don't like younger people drinking, think about it. Think about why. Let's go through this. It's a glass of wine. Merle, you're a parent. You see your child okay. A glass of wine. Do you say...
Wait, you see them drink it?
Yeah, we're in the same... We're having dinner. We're having a pasta. We're having a pasta
oh, okay.
dinner. You want a glass of wine? No, thanks. I'm full. You're drinking a glass of wine. Or I fucked that up. You're the parent. I'm the kid. I'm going to drink a glass of wine. I offer you a glass of wine. You say what?
Wait. Who's the kid?
Me. I'm the kid. You're the parent.
And you're offering me wine?
I'm my age. I'm not a kid. I'm 28.
Oh.
And you're an old.
So and I'm an... Okay.
Hey, 60-year-old lady. You want a glass of wine?
Okay. So, wait. What's the bad
Holy
part?
Shit. We should do improv.
What's the bad part?
I'm asking you, do you want a glass of wine? What would you say?
Yes.
Let's say you say no.
It's my old lady voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
This analogy is fucked already.
Let's stop. They say no.
They say no. Let's say no. Do you say anything to me? Do you understand what I'm trying to get at here? Have I already fucked this up from the start? I think I have.
Do they just not say anything to you?
No. Okay, listen. I'm I don't even know why. I could have just went on a rant and I was trying to be nicer. I apologize. I don't know why. No, my whole new thing is old people that think that you're drunk after a glass of wine. That's my.
Why would they? That's oh, cute. They like they'd be like, oh no, I get all crazy.
No, they're like you're different after that one glass of wine you had. After that one sip of alcohol, you've turned into a different person. That's what I'm railing against now. I'm raging against that old.
I've never met someone like that.
Really? You're very lucky.
I've only met, you know, the opposite where it's like, oh, I can't have it. Go straight to my head.
No. Yeah, that's fine. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
You're talking about the old person says no, but then they think that you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've never encountered that. That's
really
weird.
Your parents.
They think you get. Well, I don't drink in front of my parents. It's weird.
Okay. My mother's similar. She's like, you had a drink. You're drunk. Like, fuck off. No, I'm not drunk. You're an idiot.
Oh, see, yeah, that makes no sense.
I agree. That's what I'm saying.
Now I get it.
Holy shit.
That took a long time. That was like a who's on first.
And it really shouldn't be. Ladies and gentlemen,
but that's insane. Who else other than your mother is thinking?
A lot of people I know. A lot of people I know.
You know a lot of old people?
I know a lot of olds.
A lot of olds.
I didn't tell you. I moved to D.C. to hang out with old people and grade school children.
Is there a lot of old people there?
I just hang out with both of them. I go, wine and books.
You find the hubs of old people?
Mm-hmm. That was my goal. I did it, everybody. I did it. I felt older and younger at the same time.
Is that your life goal?
Pretty much. I'm going to fucking blow my skull apart.
No. That's your second goal.
That was my second goal. I'm on the way there.
You're breaking through those goals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really bothersome. It's really bothersome. How's your brain?
It's good. It's
really?
Still there.
Good.
It hasn't fallen apart yet.
Is it packed every night?
No.
Damn. My third goal isn't coming to fruition.
Okay. Wait, so is the blowing your skull open second or third?
Second.
Well, then how are you going to know if that third goal is going to be done?
You're the one who believes in God and heaven, so you tell me.
Yes, your goals are out of order.
Yeah, I'm testing your faith.
How is that? Just planning.
Yeah, that's...
Planning is all wrong.
You didn't... I thought you're full of faith. I'm testing it. That's what we do.
Yes, but faith and planning.
Maybe Jesus put me here to test your faith.
About planning?
About planning.
These are your plans anyway.
Aren't
I know
they
how to
Jesus?
Do
things. No, I think they're Jesus' plan. This is how I teach this children, by the way.
Oh, wow. They're learning a lot.
It's in a public school, by the way.
Okay. So then, yeah, they're getting enough.
You believe in Jesus, right?
Yes.
Because Jesus made you poor. You know that, right?
Well, why would he? Why would he make me rich?
Yeah. He wants to test you. You could do them. That's insane. Oh, religion. Fun times. Well, this podcast sucked. Let's kill it.
Decided to start planning shooting your head and then
I don't know.
Testing my face.
Why? Maybe. This is a bothersome podcast. All right. Let's plug some stuff. I'll be at the Looking Glass Lounge this Thursday evening for You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. Guests include DCist Editor-in-Chief Aaron Morrissey. Comedy from... do you have it in front of you?
Hillary Buckholz.
Thank you. I wanted to say Jessica Brodkin, but she's doing May, and I saw both Hillary and Jessica last week, and I'm sorry. Hillary Buckholz, I saw her fuck off on the 15th, and she was fantastic. She's not listening at this point if she's gotten this far. And we have music from Drawbridges. Jesus, fuck. I fucked that up. On Monday night, I'll be in Chicago with Esmeralda. We'll be doing You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. We have special guest Mark Bazar. Bazar or Bazar?
I say Bazar.
Bazar.
It should be Bazer.
Mark Bazar.
It's like E-R.
Laser. Mark Laser from the interview show at The Hideout. That's another talk show. So we're like the super friends of talk shows. We have music from The Clams and comedy from Mike Leibovitz. It's going to be a fantastic show. Please.
Now, is that Leibovitz?
Lebo, Mike Leibovitz, my dick. That's Mike.
Is it Bits? Because it's a V.
Because he does bits.
Oh, look at you rhyming.
That's so not funny. All right. And then on...
Well, it doesn't have to be. No one said it had to be.
I think Tuesday night is the return of Nerves of Steel, if I'm correct. Yeah, that's the return of Nerves of Steel. That's what's going on. We might be doing an open mic on Wednesday the 23rd. I'll find out on Wednesday the 23rd. So fuck it. We'll figure it out.
But, I just think you will find out that day.
Yeah. This is like when school gets snowed in and shit. And you get day off. I got too many school analogies and old lady analogies. I need a new change of scenery. Holy shit.
You should probably stop drinking those
magnums
of wine.
Start drinking them or just stop drinking?
Stop.
What should I be drinking then?
I don't know.
Are you judging me? Like the
maybe
open?
A jug. Maybe do a jug. I would like the I don't know. Magnum sounds. It reminds me of the Magna Carta.
It reminds you of the Magna Carta, not Magnum. Not
Well, now it's Magna Carta.
Magnum Carta PI condoms.
Get with the program. Magnum PI was earlier, and now it reminds me of the Magna Carta.
And now it reminds me of Magnum condoms.
There you go. Look at it. It just goes all the way around.
Like a dick.
Richard Circle.
Mike Leibovitz, everybody. We'll be at the Hungry Brain on Monday.
Is that his thing?
That's his thing.
Oh, it's going to be exciting, though.
Yeah. Number one comedy album on iTunes last week. I think it was last week. I don't know. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. I like Mike.
Not when he's on our show.
Fuck him in the face when he's on our show. We're going to get high ratings, even though ratings don't exist for podcasts. Thanks for listening. I don't know why you would still be. And have a wonderful evening.